Walking around Philadelphia's Fishtown neighborhood, you may find images of American shad hanging on people's front doors. These images are a symbol of the past. Shad were once abundant in the Delaware River. They have been depleted significantly because of dams, pollution, and overfishing. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports one seafood shop owner is honoring Fishtown's identity while working to change the seafood industry with sustainability in mind.
Hello, welcome.
When customers walk into Fishtown Seafood, they're greeted with a wall painting of a hickory shad. Below the painting is the slogan, "A New School Fish Shop." Owner Brian Zaliga says the slogan reflects his passion for ethical and sustainable seafood.
So I wanted to have a seafood market where consumers could come in and anything that they wanted to buy, any species that they wanted to buy, they could feel good about. No, it was free from human rights issues or other sustainability-related issues.
Here, you won't see shellfish on ice or live lobsters in tanks. Zaliga says he won't sell seafood that's known to be illegally caught or any species of fish that's depleting. Instead, he focuses on chemical-free products, reducing food waste, and limiting the store's carbon footprint.
A seafood product can have a third-party certification and be quote-unquote sustainable, but yet be a species that is not indigenous to where it's being raised, put into a styrofoam box, flown on an airplane, and then 30% of that either, in our case, goes into composting, but some places might put that into garbage, but yet it's sustainable. And to me, that is not really a sustainable supply chain.
He encourages customers to return their oyster shells to help boost populations of wild oysters, which rely on shells to spawn, and to protect the shoreline. Last year, Zaliga collected more than 1,300 pounds of shells for the initiative, led by the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary. Customer Craig Ebner says he's learned a lot from Zaliga about how oysters are raised and where they come from.
I want to know exactly what it is I'm eating, where maybe I didn't think too much about it before.
Zaliga opened his Fishtown business more than 2 years ago. His second shop in Fittler Square opened last month. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.